This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Willard, I don't know if you've heard, everyone, he's been in the news lately from TerrapinTimes.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Dave LaMonaco. Dave, good morning. What is up?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I like the Tina Turner. That's good stuff right there.
Yeah, well, is Kevin Willard a private dancer right now, dancing for money, doing whatever it is he's got to do? I mean, he's been pretty outspoken. He's actually been one of the stories of the tournament that's not on the court related. Went on in D.C. with 980, the team, told Kevin Chi, and he's here for now. Kind of lambasted old Damon Evans as he was going out the door. So, Dave, what's your intel saying with Kevin Willard? I mean, Villanova still has a pretty open vacancy there. He's linked pretty heavily to that job. What's Dave LaMonaco thinking today on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
Well, Rick Pitino was going to get that. Looks like he went to Xavier. I'm not sure if that was a leverage deal or not, but yeah, the Villanova job is still open. They obviously still want Kevin Willard. That's a guy that they're pursuing heavily. But you know, the ball's in Maryland's court because from all we've heard is that that Willard does want to be in College Park, and if Maryland pays him what he wants to be paid and gives him the resources that he detailed in the media in the NCAA tournament, if they give him that, then he will be here. That's what we've heard. So it's in Maryland's court. If they want to comply and they can pay him, he's making what, like 3.9 or something like that. The football coach is making 6.5. You know,
right.
Take that for what it is. So, you know, we'll see what they do.
Now, is he coming off? I mean, he admitted that he's an a-hole and the jersey in him is coming out and all of this. How is this making him look from a public perspective? Like, if he leaves, Maryland fans are going to hate him for the rest of his coaching career, for sure, I would assume. But if he sticks around, has this done any damage to him from a PR perspective? And, you know, we've had him on all season long, except for now, this is a guy that isn't usually media friendly, if you know where I'm coming from.
No. But it really doesn't bother me personally. And some of the people, the Terps fans, I don't know everybody, obviously, but the ones that I've talked to, they kind of get it. They're more blaming Maryland than anything else. The leadership, negotiating with the guy that had his foot out the door to go into the Southern Methodist. He was just being honest. He was asked the question and he answered it honestly. I mean, it's better than some of the coaches that, you know, they just give you the old runaround and then 2 days later they end up leaving. I mean, he pretty much, he put it right out there. And I think a lot of people appreciate his honesty. including the boosters at Maryland. And, you know, it's just it's up to Maryland. It's not, I mean, I think Willard is fine. I mean, I've always appreciated his honesty and you know, he's right. He said it was a waste of his time, and it really was. Right. He didn't have to be sitting there talking, you know. So I think that most people would appreciate that.
Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com, talking Maryland, Kevin Willard. So we'll see how this drama unfolds. I guess we'll get some sort of resolution by the end of the weekend, one way or another. But Florida coming up tomorrow night, number one seed, 31-4, very, very balanced team. They can shoot threes. They've got an All-American guard. Their guards are playing like Maryland's guards played for most of the season. They have three big guys that can match up with the Terps down in the paint. So spread 6.5, not from a gambling angle, but it's not an impossible task. But is Florida better than any team they've played this season?
Yeah, this is like when I was researching and writing about them, you know, and then watching some of them in the tournament, they're kind of like, they're almost like a Michigan State, but on steroids type of deal. So they're Michigan State with better shooters. So in other words, they're going to go, they don't go 10 deep, but they go 9. They do pretty much everything well. Their defense is ranked top 11. Their offense is top 2. That's per KenPom. In efficiency ratings, you know, like you said, they got guys that can shoot. They got guys that can defend. There is UConn in the second round. They did expose some things, you know, that maybe the SEC didn't expose when they were playing there. They can, their defense can lapse a little bit. So that's one thing. So Maryland has to be able to hit shots, maybe come off of screens and things like that. They got to be able to knock down their threes. And they don't hit free throws very well. So if you can send them to the line and then hope that they miss, they only shot 60% from the line against Connecticut, and they haven't been very good this year. So that's two areas that maybe Maryland can expose. Now, Maryland's got to be on top of their game otherwise. They got to play better defense than they did against Colorado State. They have to rebound better. Derek Queen has to, you know, he earned all the headlines, rightfully so, for sending him here, but he didn't play any defense in that Colorado State game. So, you know, if they do that, they've got a shot. But it's a very tall task. They've got to be on top of their game.
And you talk about the guard play, and it is certainly Condon's going to be a tough matchup for Queen, Reese certainly, and everything that goes along with that. But Clayton versus Gillespie, is there a concern that the Maryland guards, Rice got off to the cold start shooting, then heated up at the right time to get Maryland back in the game? Gillespie, you look at the stat line, Dave. One bad, but, you know, watching the game, it's like, this guy, is he up to the challenge of a first-team All-American and Walter Clayton Jr. here, who can do pretty much everything well?
Right. And remember, Clayton didn't even play that well until the last couple minutes of the game, and right. Then he just went off. So, yeah, it's kind of, Clayton's probably a little bit better. They both have their own inconsistencies. Sometimes Clayton gets, you know, we criticize Gillespie a little bit because we see him every game. We see the lapses on defense sometimes. But when you look at it as a whole, he's had a great season. He's a really good player. And the same thing with Clayton in a way. If you know, Florida fans, you watch him every game and then you start to nitpick some of the things that, you know, he tries to force the issue too much on offense. He takes some shots that he shouldn't take. So, you know, there's some things that Clayton doesn't always do well either. So it's going to be about who steps up on Thursday. I know that's sort of a cop-out answer, but Clayton's probably, he's got, you hate to say he has a better supporting cast because Maryland's pretty darn good, but there's two other guards that he's got with him that can help him out. They screen so well for him. So he can get off the pick and roll, and then he's really good at dishing. That's the one thing. Gillespie sometimes his passes aren't on point, throws the ball away. So it's a tall task. Gillespie's really got to step up and play defense. He's done it this year. He has played good defense this year at times, but he's got to play better defense than he did against Colorado State, I'll tell you that. So,
Dave, how important is it for the Terps to start fast?
Oh, incredibly important. If they get behind in this game, Florida could run by, because like I said, this is like a Michigan State on steroids. This team loves to run. If they get ahead, they're just going to press the hell out of Maryland, and then they're going to run up and down the court, and they can score in transition as well. Oh, that's another thing. Maryland's got to play better transition defense, because remember, they struggled against Michigan and Michigan State getting back in transition. Florida loves to run in transition, so you've got to get back. And if they don't, Florida's going to be up by 20 points before you know it. So they got to, you know, somebody like Rice or maybe Miguel, you got to hit a three early. because those threes, they're going to be able to get some threes because Florida, they're going to clog the middle, which is what they want to do, especially, you know, they've scouted their own. They don't know what to do. They're going to take away Reese and Queen down low. And in order to open that up, Maryland's going to have to hit some shots to open the middle up. And so those will probably be open for a little bit. Miguel, Rice, maybe Gillespie have got to knock down those shots to open things up, and it's got to be early.